Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, this video, we're going to be talking about stocks over the last 2 days. Dow Jones has gone up over 1,000 points over the last 2 days, and after the Fed announced a bond buying program. So in this video, we're going to go over the topic of what are bonds, what are corporate bonds, who is the Fed. We're going to go over the Fed bond buying program, and lastly, we're going to go over what does that mean to investors. So yes, you hear a lot of great stuff, but what does that mean to you? What does that mean to investors? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Can I buy? Can I get out? And that's exactly what we're going to talk about in this show. But first, before we get into the bond buying program and what does it mean to investors, we must first understand what are bonds. We also got to understand what are corporate bonds, who is the Feds, also what is the Fed bond buying program. Then we're going to get right into it, what is it about investors, you know. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the first thing. And the first thing is, what are bonds? What are bonds? Bonds essentially are debt. This is a way companies make money. Kind of, sort of. Y'all give me 1 second. Make sure you grab your Investor Show mug. I started reading financial reports 10 times better ever since I started using my Investor Show mug. And you can grab one today in a description box. But ladies and gentlemen, what are bonds? Bonds, when you're a company, you're trying to raise money. There are a couple ways you can raise money. Either you can borrow money. You can issue stocks. We know when you borrow money, you know you borrow money for interest rate to pay it back. You can issue stocks. You can say, hey, here's a stock of a company where you give away a piece of ownership of the company. In return, you receive money. Number three, another way you can do it is to issue bonds. So what does that mean? You go to somebody and you say, hey, give me $1,000 today. I'm going to pay you back in 3 years, you know, years to maturity. I'm going to pay you back in 3 years, but I'm going to pay you back with 3% interest. I'm going to 10%. I'm going to pay you back at 10%. Give me the money today, and I have to pay your money back within 3 years at 10%, right? So now you collect the bond today. I receive your money as a company. I take your money, go do other good things like that. And guess what? The biggest difference is with a bond, you don't receive ownership. Right, you don't get a guaranteed return on investment. You don't get a guaranteed percentage. Like a stockholder who gave up their money, they don't get a guaranteed return unless the company does well. But in return, they get a piece of the company. But on the bond side of the house, you don't give up ownership, but you get a chance to keep the money. Now, there are 7 types of bonds that we're going to go over. Pretty simple concept, right? So when a corporation does it, that's considered a corporate bond. When you have the government does it, that's considered a government bond. When you have a state, the city and state officials do it. You know, like a government may do it to raise money to build a highway. A local government may do it to build a sidewalks or whatever. That's considered a municipal bond. So you have municipal bonds. Also, you may do it to a foreign government. Let's say Venezuela. They may issue a bond that's considered a foreign bond. You have another one called junk bonds. Junk bonds are, they're tied to the credit risk of a company. So for prime example, just like we all have credit scores, right? You got good credit, you got bad credit, you got some people who got decent credit. The higher your credit score, the lower the interest rate you're going to get on a loan. Why? Because loaning to you is less of a risk, right? So for prime example, if you borrow money from the foreign government, they're probably going to give you a higher interest rate because their credit score is probably not as good. Versus if you go get a treasury bond, some people call it T-bill, the credits from a U.S. treasury bond, you're going to get a very low interest rate due to the government having such a good credit score in a way, right? So those are the different type of bonds. That's what a bond is. You guys and girls kind of follow me on that. Let me see who's commenting live here or whatnot. Okay, so Facebook user says good evening. Good evening. Dre James, what's going on, my man? What's going on, Dre James? Now that we're talking about what is a bond, the next level is, what is a corporate bond? Because here we're going to be talking about the Fed's corporate bonds. A corporate bonds, I kind of touched on it already earlier. When a corporation needs to raise money, maybe they need to buy buildings, maybe they need to raise money to, buy more products, research and development, whatever it is. What a corporate bond does is, a corporation like Microsoft, they issue a bond. The higher the the more stable the company is, like a Microsoft, let's take Microsoft, for example, they're going to be a higher grade bond versus, let's say, Prince Dykes, some new technology company, Prince Dykes Technologies, right? So Microsoft, they have a large cash flow. They have a large pile of cash. Their ability to pay back their debts is pretty high. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to give me an investment grade. They're going to be an investment grade bond. Versus if I deal with a bond that has a very high interest rate, let's say a bond, let's say a corporation, a brand new corporation, Prince Dykes Technology, I have a very low credit score. They're going to consider that as a junk bond or a high yield bond. Meaning when I loan you that money, it's going to be, I'm going to have to pay a nice penny back because my credit score is a little bit lower. So just like that, companies have credit scores just like people do. And when they issue bonds, you're going to be able to see, that's a way to see the sturdiness of a company too, by looking at what is their credit, what is their credit rating? What are their bond ratings? So what is your bond rating? Is it AAA? Is it double B, double C? They have a cold credit rating, which grades the bond's ability to pay back their bond. So that's what a corporate bond is. So now we talked about what is a bond. Second, we talked about what is a corporate bond. Like Coca-Cola can issue bonds, Microsoft can issue bonds, all of the good stuff like that. Those are corporate bonds. Now, an investment grade bond is one with a high credit score, the high ability to pay back their debt. So now that's the second one. Now we're going to get into number three, what is the feds? But before we jump into the feds, let's see what you guys and girls got to say. Here we go. Someone says types of bonds, corporate bonds, government bonds, municipal bonds, foreign bonds, junk bonds. That's what you guys and girls just heard me talk about. Those are the types of different types of bonds that are out there, right? Now, okay, somebody said good evening. Now, who is the feds? What is the feds? Some people say the feds are, you know, they're very controversial. Some people say they're unconstitutional. You know, they're not controlled by the government, but they control all of the money. The federal chair, the Fed chair is like one of the most powerful positions in the world because they control the interest rates. They're the ones that control the interest rates that the other banks get. So on your credit card, on the interest rate that you get on your credit card, the interest rate that you get on your car, your house, everything is directly correlated to the feds, the federal government. The feds is the ones that control everything, right? So now when we see the Fed chair, when the Fed chair comes out, they're the ones that can print money. They're the ones that can increase the money supply. Y'all get that? They can increase the money supply, I mean print the money, and they are the ones who can slow down the money supply. So their job, their whole big job is to control interest rates and to make sure the federal, you know, that we don't go into inflation and we don't go into deflation. And they do that by controlling interest rates, printing and withdrawing money, all of the good stuff like that. They control the interest rates that the banks get. There are 12 of them around the world. Not around the world, but, you know, in their regions. Like you got one in the South in Atlanta. I think it's one out here in Kansas City that's controlled the Middle East or whatnot. But the central one is up in New York, right? They're the ones that control the money. So now we know who the feds is. They got an unlimited supply of money because, you know, we're no longer on the gold standard. The federal government is the one who controls the money. So y'all got that? Now, we talked about what are bonds. We talked about the corporate bonds. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about who the Fed is. Now, what is the Fed bond buying program? Now, we're going to talk about what is the Fed buying program. Then we're going to get into what does it mean to investors. So first of all, I'm going to share my screen here. And I'm going to go to the federalreserve.org, right? Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the federalreserves.gov. We're on the federalreserve.gov. When you go to the federalreserve.gov, I'm going to teach you guys and girls how to fish. You don't have to go about what somebody else said, what the media said about the Fed. This is directly on the Fed's website. So the federalreserve.org, we go to news and events on June 15th, which was yesterday. The title is the Federal Reserve announces updates to the secondary market credit union, which we're going to kind of touch on that a little bit, which will begin buying a broad and diversified portfolio of corporate bonds to support market liquidity and the availability of credit for large employers. All right, that's just a fancy way of the government. Part of the CARES Act, they created the SMCCF, which is the secondary market of corporate credit facilities. They created this, and they allocated $750 billion to this new thing, right, to this new SMCCCF. And maybe I said too many C's, but it was SMCCF. That's who they allotted this to. And they're going to end up buying corporate bonds in a diversified, they're going to be buying corporate bonds essentially. And they got $750 million. And they say This is going to give market liquidity to large employers. Large employers are pretty much big corporate companies. So to kind of, they talked about this. You can look up the SMC a little bit more, but pretty much what the government is saying, the government has said they're going to buy corporate bonds starting on March. They developed it in March 22nd. The corporate bonds must be a rated BB or BAB, means they got to be investment grade, meaning they got to be high quality companies that can pay back their debt. And they're going to buy U.S. listed ETFs, right? And corporate grade bonds. So you have ETFs with exchange traded funds that BLF is more government, but you have ETFs that track corporate grade bonds. They're saying they're going to start buying these, right? Also, they're going to buy high yield corporate bonds, ETFs. So ETFs, exchange traded funds that track corporate yields and high yields. And they're going to purchase ones that purchases corporate bonds as well. So now also they're going to do this over the next, they have to have a maturity within 5 years, and they're going to look to stop it. They're going to do this until September 30th. So essentially, what does this mean for investors, right? So now we told you the government pretty much tell you right here on their website what this is. They have a bunch of other good stuff here, what I'm going to show you as well on their website. They're going to talk about what it is, how they're going to act with it. Pretty much they're going to be buying a bunch of corporate bonds. What are corporate bonds? They are debt by corporations. So guess what? What is the way I can borrow money without giving up ownership? Issue bonds. So the government just came and said, we're going to buy a $750 billion worth of bonds, a corporate debt. So if you're on the other end, if I give you this piece of paper, it's a book, really. I give you this piece of paper and write my name on it like, oh, this is a bond from Prince Dykes Corporation. You got a corporate bond. I'm going to pay you back at 5%. The government's saying they're going to go in and buy up all of them, only the investment grade. And they're going to buy some high yield ones, some with some credit scores that are not so good. They're going to pump a bunch of money into buying a bunch of corporate debt, but they're not going to have ownership into the companies. That's essentially what this is telling you, right? So what is going to happen? This is going to push up the bond market. Anytime big money moves is when you need to pay attention. Now let's get into our fifth topic. What does this mean to investors? We talked about what was bonds, what was corporate bonds, who was the Feds. We touched on what the bond buying program is. What does this mean to investors? All right, Prince, you saw this good stuff. What does this mean? Jamish, what's going on? He said, thanks. So what does this mean to investors? The government is pumping money into the stock market, right? They're going into the bond market. They're going to buy $750 billion worth of corporate bonds all the way until September 30th. This is why you've seen the stock market jump in the last 2 days, 1,000 points. On Monday, you've seen, when I looked at the futures going into the market, I was like, wow, it's going to be a very bad day, right? We was down 900 points in the pre-market when I saw coming in Monday morning. All of a sudden, the market opened up. We was down about 600 points. And I was like, okay. I was kind of thinking about what I was going to buy. I started to look around to see what I was going to buy. I turn around. The stock market was up 100 points. I'm like, what? Right? Monday, the stock market ended up about 200 points. I'm like, wow, how did we go down from 900 points to being closing the day up 200 points? The Dow Jones. Then today, the Dow Jones went up about 600 points again. Just climbed again. What happened? When people say we're going to increase liquidity and we're going to buy up corporate bonds, they're going to buy corporate debt. They're going to lend a bunch of money to corporations, and corporations do not have to give up ownership in their company. They didn't say like Southwest Airlines. They got warranties from the government. When you get a warranty from the government can buy up to $2.6 million shares of Southwest Airlines within the next 5 years for about $37, if I'm not mistaken. So they can get a piece of the company. So the government almost can own 1% of all the airlines because they issue stocks, right? With a bond, they don't have to pay this. Well, they don't have to pay the money back. As long as they got a good credit, they can borrow this money from the government. This is a way to... The federal government is lending money to corporations without taking ownership in them. So this is automatically something that you see. This is a very bullish move for investors. What is a bullish move? You have a very aggressive Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, ran by Jerome Powell, is very aggressive with pumping money into the stock market. He does not want to see the stock market crash. They want a V-shaped recovery. This is a V. Shoot, how we went down all the way to March 20th, they want us to shoot back up. People see us here, they think we're going to go into a W. So the federal government is standing by to inject money back into the stock market, $750 billion from now into September. As an investor, it would tell you, get on the wave, ride the wave, right? Yes, are we going to have down days? Are we going to have some falls? Yes, but overall, the federal government is being very aggressive. I just showed you this came from the federalreserve.gov. I didn't get this from CNBC, Yahoo Finance, what somebody told me, what I think, a conspiracy. This is what the Federal Reserve put out there for everybody. Guys, we're going to purchase bonds, and we just talked about what bonds were. We're going to purchase corporate bonds. So they're going to, you know, people love to say, we're going to increase liquidity. Increasing liquidity is they're going to put money somewhere. And when you got the federal government pumping money, you got to follow the big money. The stock market is not ran by an individual person. Stocks are ran by big money moving in and out of the market, right? The federal government has an invested interest in the stock market going up. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This program is going to go until September 30th. What happens in October, November? Election time. So this could be an aggressive move to where the president can look very good if he has a V-shaped recovery. I wouldn't be surprised by the time election season come, really hits in, swings in, that we've had the stock market could be at an all-time high. The Dow Jones could be with 30,000 points. This is a very aggressive move. You got to follow the money, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of people like to make sense of things, and people say, well, this ain't right. This ain't whatever the case may be. You got to pay attention to monetary policies. What policies are they writing for money? When government starts to hand out money and to push money into certain ways, they're going to push the value of it up, right? That's like if Bank of America just called me today and said, hey, Prince, we're going to put $1 billion of liquidity, of a line of credit into your business, and you don't have to pay us back for 40 years. Of course, you're going to see my company become more aggressive, right? So that's exactly what the federal government is doing with the corporate bond industry. When they lend all this money to the corporation, what do you think corporations are going to do with this money? You think they're going to give everybody a pay raise? This is America, baby. People are going to find ways to make more money and get greedy. And when corporations get greedy and they start to try to turn profits, that's going to be good for investors on the bullish side. Very bullish move, ladies and gentlemen. I hope this made sense to you guys and girls. I'm going to conclude today's topic. I thank y'all for tuning in. My name is Prince Dykes, right? This is the Investor Show. And I'm going to give a quick recap. We talked about what bonds were. We talked about what are bonds, you know, how people use bonds as a way to raise money. The government does it. Corporations does it. Foreign governments does it. When a foreign government does it, that's a foreign bond. When a U.S. government does it, that's a treasury bond or U.S.-backed bonds. Sometimes people do it with mortgages. You know, that's a mortgage-backed bond. You know, when you see corporations do it, it's a corporate bond. Then we talked about what are corporate bonds. Corporate bonds are when corporations borrow money from people, corporations or whatever, and they guarantee to give them a piece of money back at a certain amount of time. So it's a way to get money without giving up ownership. We talked about who the federal government was. We gave a quick glimpse of who the feds. Some people like to call them the feds. That's ran by Chairman Powell right now, Jerome Powell. And who are they? How they control the money supply, how they control interest rates, how via the CARES Act, they set aside like $750 billion. You know, it was $2.3 trillion package, but $750 billion of it was to buy bonds. Then we talked about their bond buying program that they're going to be pushing. They're going to be buying corporate grade A bonds and high yield bond ETFs all the way until September 30th. And what does that mean to investors? We talked about what does that mean to investors. This is a very bullish move for the stock market. All right. So hopefully that made sense to you guys and girls for y'all to be able to see. Dre James said, thanks for the knowledge. No problem, man. Anytime. Thank you for tuning in. He said, thank you. I can't wait to hear more. Anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the type of stuff you must pay attention to. These are monetary policies. Follow the money. You can't beat them. When you can't beat them, you got to join them, right? I'm not saying it's fair or right, but if you can't beat them, you got to join them. These are monetary policies put out by the federal government to help our corporations. And how can an investor get onto it? Buy an index fund. Corporate companies are going to go up now. I mean, I don't know. You send me $1 billion, my value will rise too. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever's crazy you see me do around the globe. Peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.